Congratulations, the community backed the school bond issue with about a 77% appreciation rate, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very thankful of our strong community support, mm-hmm. and we're able to continue to, you know, have better control over our own destiny and continue to provide opportunities for kids. So very thankful and appreciative that our community continues to support our schools. And, you know, that vote was just last week. It seems like it was months ago.
A lot of work.
It's a busy time. Yeah, it's a busy time. But we're very thankful, and we're moving forward already with that.
You have two seniors that did an excellent job really trying to explain it in layman's terms to the average citizen.
They did. You know, Matt Fries and Reagan Hodge are Bartlesville High School seniors, and they did multiple community presentations to civic organizations, you know, before the start of the school year. I mean, some of those were early in the morning, and some were in the evening, and some in the middle of the day. And they're both great kids. They are 4.0 students, and they're both involved in our FFA program. And Matt's been involved in cross country over the years, but he's interested in engineering and looking kind of at state schools and you know, Kansas State and A&M and others. And Reagan also she's an excellent student for us. She's on my superintendent's advisory council, so I got to know her a little bit better previously. And she's also an athlete for us. You know, I predicted she's going to win the state championship in high jump this year. She's very talented. But yeah, we recognize them Monday at the board meeting, and I think it's important. Our community really enjoys hearing directly from kids. You know, when we start tying some of these expanded opportunities, and we're kids, you know, where Matt can stand up and explain how he's been enrolled in our STEM program and how that's benefited him over the years, and Reagan can have the same conversation about, she's interested in pre-med, and so she can talk about some of the classes that she's been able to offer, as well as, you know, the importance of, you know, mention that she's doesn't have a desire to be a college athlete. She probably could, however, what a impact that's had on her in high school, and why it's important to have those good facilities. So they really did a great job, and our community really enjoys hearing from them. So I'm thankful for their time and support, and they both have siblings that'll be coming up through the system as well, so really thankful for Matt and Reagan.
Well, no time was wasted. There a procedure, first of all, the two parliamentary procedures. One was to vote on a procedure to say, why, yes, gladly,
sure.
We'll accept this. And then another procedure was to make sure that we had the assets available to us quicker.
That's right, yeah. So we have, on this most recent bond issue election that was passed, there's some projects that we'll get moving on quickly, uh-huh. and so we kind of got that ball started yesterday. At the board meeting, excuse me, that was on Monday, what you're referring to. So we're going to advance fund some projects, and so there's steps that go with that, and the first step in that is to proceed with going out and getting bids on bonds, or getting bids on leases, actually. And so because we have to get the funds in place, once we have the funds in place, which we should have those in place next month, probably end of September, then we can go out to bid on these projects and obviously award those bids and then get started. And so those projects that are on that timeline that we'll get started on soon, obviously people have heard about, probably have heard about the ag facility. And once we get started on that, we think that's about a 12-month project. And I probably should preface all of these by saying, you know, they're going to be dependent on the availability of materials. Anybody that's built, you know, it's been a variety of delays on a variety of anything, from anything. You know, there's been delays, obviously. So, but typically that ag facility, whenever we can get started on it, will take about 12 months completion. The entrances at Wilson and Kane Elementary, you know, we're hopeful to have those complete by the time school starts next year. So, you know, we'll get those going as well. Our track and visitor bleachers at Custer Stadium, we will want to get those done as soon as we can. The track, obviously, it'll be dependent on the weather. We'd love to have that finished before track season in the spring. However, just depends on what the timing of that, how that looks. If not, we'll have it before the start of the school year next year. Those visitor bleachers, we hope to have those replaced before graduation in the spring. And so excited about that. And then we have some indoor hitting facilities, you know, one at our baseball field at Dungey Stadium. We'll have also one over at our softball field by Madison Middle School, which will also have space for our golfers. We will get started on those soon, we hope we can get the indoor facility in place, you know, before the season here in the spring. However, that the main thing on that, what we're hearing is, we're just concerned just because the availability of metal. I mean, sometimes that we're hearing the delivery of those was right now is taking
first
a while.
First it was so lumber, now it's metal.
Yeah, it's just and those things change. Hopefully supply will catch up, but those are but we're moving on that. I mean, we're doing going just as quickly as we can on those. Our elementary gyms, our two newest schools, Kane and Jane Phillips, they already have beautiful hardwood floors in there, and we've already refinished those. But our other four elementaries that were built in the 50s, they have tile flooring, and so we're going to put in a multi-purpose gym floors for those that we're really excited about. It's really going to do
save
a lot
on
for
injuries
kids
too.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, our elementary schools, their gym spaces are their auditoriums as well. I mean, that's where when they have their meetings, when they're all together, that's where they meet, and so they should be better. And so we're going to get those get that project going as well. Most likely that work will be done next summer. So a lot of these projects, you know, by the time, you know, a year from now, we should be coming to a close on them. So it's exciting. It's exciting that to be able to have that. Transportation also, I should mention.
Yes.
We'll also have those funds in place for those. And so, which primarily, I think our band program's really excited about those in terms of the box trucks and the trailer to that they'll, but it takes a little bit for them to get that ordered and once again for those to come in. But all those are that was kind of the first step in the process to get that approval so that we can start the process to get the funding in place so that we can get them out to bid.
We're talking with Superintendent of Schools here in Bartlesville, Chuck McCauley. And Chuck, we had a pretty good start to school. I understand enrollment's up.
You know, it really is, Tom, which is great. We are up over 4% from where we were a year ago. Last year our enrollment was down a little. Statewide public school enrollment was down, and the general trend was our younger students, you know, pre-K, more parents chose to keep their kids home, which is understandable. So we're up about over 4% where we were a year ago. We're up from 2 years ago. We're up 2% from that number. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of obviously just digging into that data now. You know, we're just gosh, I guess today's the fifth day of school. And so it's not uncommon for kids, you know, we're making sure that if kids don't come, we're trying to track them down and make sure where they are, and if they've gone to another school or moved off. But where we are, where we're seeing the new enrollment come from, one is from parents that kept their kids home in pre-K that enrolled them in kindergarten, which that's not that abnormal. But we had over 52, we've had 52 kids that were enrolled in online schools, maybe something like an Epic or Connections Academy, that they've enrolled back with Bartlesville School. So also our homeschool, we have 23 students that were homeschooled last year that are enrolled at Bartlesville Public Schools. I mean, and those are throughout from elementary, middle, and high schools. And then we've got, you know, we have a couple of local private schools, Wesleyan Christian and St. John's, and we had I think 18 kids from those that have come. So between, you know, those three, you know, our online schools, the homeschool, and then the local private school, that's about 90 kids that have come back. They've come enrolled with us. And so we're working really hard with our teams to making sure that, I know I've asked all my leaders at sites to reach out to all those new students and their parents we want to make sure we're serving them. You know, especially if parents have been in a homeschool environment, that's a big change when you start coming into a school. And so we want to make sure we're serving them. I think that, you know, some of it's anecdotal, but I know I've had some conversations and heard some from, you know, at the high school level, oftentimes a parent may be interested in their kid. I know we have a senior young man that's been homeschooled that's going to play basketball for us. And so, you know, to be a part of that and obviously get a chance to play with David Castillo is probably pretty appealing.
Pretty darn fun. Speaking of David.
Yeah, and David, obviously, we weren't able to announce during the board meeting, you know, he made that USA basketball 16 and under team. I know Evans talked about that, sure. But that's, you know, means he's one of the best 12 basketball players in the world, really. So it's pretty cool that he's right here in our little town, and such a great family too. Nate and Hilda, his parents, and his older brother Antonio graduated with my son back in 2015. And Gloria, his older sister, was on my advisory council. She's up at Kansas State. She's in Palm. Just great people. So David's a great kid, and he's had his birthday yesterday too. So quite a birthday. But and I was going to mention on the homeschool, just kind of transition. Yeah. You know, I know we've got a couple of girls that are swimmers that have come in, and that are, you know, I think Coach Engelhardt's counting on them helping us win another state championship for us to be able to have that high school swim experience. And, you know, some other parents I've talked to, their kids are all involved in drama. So, you know, we have those opportunities, but we want to make sure that we can help them transition the best they can. You know, we have lots of different options in terms of, especially at that level, you know, kids taking college classes and doing internships, and where many of them aren't even on the campus that much, you know, depending on the age of them. So, yeah, but that enrollment's up, which is great. We are excited about that. You know, we added some new positions this year overall to help us. We've added, you know, we added six nurses to the district. So we have a full-time LPN nurse at every building. We've added three elementary counselors. We had a grant from the State Department that paid for half of that. So we've increased our elementary counseling staffing. We have our third school resource officer. We have three, which they do a great job for us building relationships with kids. And we also improved our elementary class sizes as well. We've added some more staffing to do that as well. So yeah, so we're, things are going really well and really thankful. We're fortunate to have good experienced leadership at the building level. You know, our principals, they do a great job. I mean, they're just good people, really take care of our kids. And thinking about our, this time of year, fall activities that are going on, large groups, just having people in place to really take care of our kids. You know, our band program, you know, we have hundreds of kids involved in that. And Alex Clausen and his team really do a nice job. Those kids have been working for weeks in band. And, cross country, David Ayers leading that program. And we have so many kids that are runners. We have such a strong running community. Of course, Jason Sport with football and Kyle Mitten with softball and Jen Ward with volleyball. Volleyball got another big win last night too. So it's really, things are going well. Obviously that, you know, when I was in last month, the pandemic was in a much different place than it was today. That escalated quickly. And so just to, I feel like I need to talk about the pandemic, just where we are with that. So want to let everybody know, just to get used to the fact that our alert level, we changes once a week, and we find it out on Wednesday, and we base the, and so that we'll find out today. Mm-hmm. And so what, in the summertime, we based our alert level solely on what the cases at Bartlesville, here in Bartlesville in the city. And by the way, this can be found on bpslearn.com. You can look on our website, all the information is there, every bit of it. So now we're back in the school year. Matter of fact, today, so this afternoon, we'll find out what the city cases were, and it's a 7-day average that comes out on Wednesday. We will average that, and we prorate that out to per 100, but we average that with our cases in schools, obviously, because during the summer, we didn't have school going on, so we have our what's going on kind of in the city, and then we also have our cases that are our number of staff and students that have cases, which this, before I came on, which you can also see that's posted, we have 8 staff that are in isolation and 34 students that are in isolation with COVID. And by the way, that information is it's updated every 5 minutes on our website. People can see that. So once again, that alert level is our city cases, then what's going on at our school sites, and then that impacts what our alert level will be for the following week. So, for example, this week we're in red, and that was based off of our numbers from last Wednesday. This Wednesday, later today, we'll find out what our city cases were. We'll average that with our in-school cases, because since now we've been in school for a week, and that's going to determine our alert level for next week, and we'll just continue to go week by week. You know, at some point, it's going to get better. I wish I knew exactly when that would be. When I was on a month ago, I believe we're in yellow, and we were really
bordering on green.
Yeah, and really looking at not having much restrictions. And so I'm looking forward. Hopefully, you know, we want people to be healthy and be smart and make good decisions, and so that we can hope get to a better alert level. Probably the biggest change right now, I know, especially my elementary parents, they want to be in the school, and so we want them to be there as well, but right now we're just asking them to stop at the office, you know, and come in and do their business. And so once that alert level changes, you know, once we get down back down, and we will at some point, we'll get them back in to help us. But school's going great, and we just really appreciate the community support.
How's that drop off pickup line? Has that kind of ironed itself out?
Oh yeah, it does. I mentioned that at the board meeting on, you know, the first day of school is always which is okay. People want to drop their kids off, and of course we got some construction going on over at Hillcrest as well, which also made it a little bit challenging. But I know, for example, at Wayside, I think was our longest line on that first day of school on Thursday in terms of the pickup, and I was over there on Friday, and I know at 4 o'clock the parents were gone. So it just takes a day or two for things to level out. I think Hoover might have taken us an additional day to get leveled out, but yeah, it's gone really well.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're off to a good start in managing, of course, the alert levels. And again, when you get the information on Wednesday, Sunday is when it takes effect.
That's right.
So as far as the change, so everybody's got time to prepare.
That's right. That's exactly right. So later today, you know, we'll update what the alert level is for next week. So people have some. Of course, we're already in red. So it's our alert level's not going to get any worse for next week. It, you know, hopefully at
might
some
get
point.
Better.
I mean, it might be. It sure doesn't appear. Like it. Doesn't look like it. Yeah, at some point. At some point, it will get better.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. And of course, we've got first football game coming up.
That's exactly right. You know, our fall activities are rolling. We have a home softball game tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. And so our football team, they start scrimmaging this week. I think Friday we're at scrimmaging over at Jinx. Next Thursday, I believe, we're hosting some home scrimmages. And then here in 2 weeks is when the varsity season kicks off. We'll be making a trip over to Claremore.
Yeah, that's always a good way to start the season.
Yeah,
it's like an annual thing, right?
That's exactly right. It happens, Labor Day. You got it, Tom. You're getting acclimated.
Catching on.
That's right.
You just give me a minute here. All right. Hey, Chuck, thank you.